Gary, just to clarify things, since you spoke on Tuesday, has the situation, as far as you're concerned, changed at all?
From my point of view, not at all. From the clubs, I don't know. You would have to, ask those people. But it's nothing changed for me. But I wasn't expecting it to. This is just a day to day job, and then we just wait and see what we're told by the people who run the club.
So I don't suppose they have or necessarily can give you an indication to say it's likely to be one game, Gary, or two, or however.
No, would I expect it, because it's like, that's not my business as such, and that's not my remit. The chairman on Monday just said that Tony had left, and just look after the team until further notice. So there's no, you don't know how long further notice is going to be, but that's not my remit.
You've obviously managed for an awful long time an awful lot of games, and when you're doing that, you can look as far ahead as you feel is appropriate. Yeah. Here, you can't at all. You can literally manage this game. Does that make a big difference?
Well, it's not even this game. Like, we find ourselves, all I'm doing now is what I've done when I've managed. But you're doing that with the knowledge that you could be doing all the preparation, all the, team selection, the set pieces, all this type of stuff. And somebody might come in half an hour and go, right, so-and-so's here, that's it. So you still have to do the things the right way for the football club, because otherwise we'd be rudderless. But you have to accept that.
It's a peculiar situation, though, for you. I mean, normally, or often, people who are doing this interim role, however you want to define it, are people who aren't necessarily regular managers. No. You are.
Yes, but so I'm not here, therefore... treating it as an audition. I've done it nearly 700 times, so I don't need the auditions in those 700 times that I've done it. So from my point of view, this isn't it's not about me. You're not going to get me suddenly throwing on a suit, acting differently, and using this trying to impress people. That's in my CV. But I still have to do it. I still have to do it properly. So do all the other coaches. So do the players. Because life goes on. I've spoken to Tony loads of times since Monday, and Tony is still a really big friend of mine. But we've got to do what's right now for West Brom, and Tony knows that. And he's wished us all the best as well.
When you've talked to the players this week, I wonder what response you've got, in the sense that, no football club necessarily succeeds or fails entirely because of one man. There are other factors involved. Managers don't lose their jobs because all the players have been playing great. Have they made any occasion, any sort of suggestion, we feel partly responsible, or that sort of thing?
Not to myself, no, but I don't think they would, the players... they play for West Brom, but the reality is, I said this just before the game when we took this club up years ago. You play, footballers play, and I was one for a long time. You play for yourself and your family, but you are playing for a football club. You are playing for a manager at that time, but that will change. The other things, your family and you're married to, won't change, and that's who you're really playing for, and they will know that. But they also know that that individually. And as a squad of players, they're not playing as well as they can, and we've got to get that going as quickly as we can.
When you could be doing it for one game, or however many it is, and you aren't the manager in that sense, is there any way in which you feel that you can or would want to put your stamp on it? You can do anything particularly differently, or is it quite literally a case of opening the shop and turn the lights on?
You will do things differently. Naturally, that'll come. But I'm not Tony Pulis with ginger hair, and he's not anybody else. You've got to be yourself, and you've got to do things how you want to do. I'm not daft enough to, in the space of 3 days, suddenly change everything over, alter everything, and that's not the case. But there will be things where, this is one of the difficulties I've found doing this not alongside Tony, but just doing this job per se, is that when you're the assistant, you know, a decision might be made, and I've not made one decision in all that time. You know, I might have had suggestions, but Tony ultimately, and the manager in all other cases, decides what's going to happen. But you know, you don't suddenly go in and completely change all those things. But now there are decisions to be made, but I'm making them with short-term vision, if you get what I mean, rather than long-term. Because one of the things that's happening at the moment, we're not firing on all cylinders at the moment, obviously, because of given our league position. And the window opens in however many days it will be. So, you know, it's important that we, you get through the short term, but you've also got an eye on that long term. And I'm not part of that. And the club at the moment won't be doing those things because they don't know what the future holds.
Just quick clarify a couple of things. People will have read reports about Ben Garner and yourself. What's the actual situation?
There isn't a Ben. I read something this morning, and most of it's nonsense. Like, you know, there hasn't been a disagreement, it said this morning, about training methods. Like, because you know, neither of us, like, you know, dictate what the training methods are. That was what Tony was doing. Since that, as Tony's not been the manager, it's incumbent on me to dictate what the training methods will be, who's doing it, how we're going to do it, when we're going to do it, and that's what I've done. There's been no big fallout. It's just me doing things for what I think is the best for West Brom.
Are there any circumstances in which you could envisage yourself being the permanent manager of West Bromwich Albion again?
I've been permanent manager for 4.5 years here, and they were particularly successful, and I loved it. I've not even thought about being a manager here or anywhere else for that matter. You know, I've come here, I've found it difficult because I'm used to making those decisions. I'm used to doing for I don't know however many years and 600 odd games. I've been making the decisions, and I'm in a position where somebody else makes them. I might agree with it, I might not agree with it, but if I don't agree with it, then you've just got to get on and back that decision, even though you don't. So, but from my own point of view, in terms of management, as I say, I got in a mindset of, you know, I was going on holiday, I was golfing, I was just pooling about and having a good time. In the last few months, I'd be telling you lies if I didn't say that it hasn't whetted my appetite again to get back into management. But that hasn't been a thought of, oh, I want to get into management at this place, that place, or any other place. It's just I'd like to do it. If it does, great. If it doesn't, fine.